the number we're on for this episode is show 288, and the title is Lightyear. We're doing the film from Pixar, and we're excited, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my adorable co-host, Miss Tifflebot. What's happening, Tiff?
You know what? It's been a week, and I'm ready to talk about a children's movie.
Yeah, man. So I'm not drinking this week. Y'all don't know how to destroy.
I drank a little
week.
Bit.
Yeah, but you can handle your stuff. Last week, I don't know what the hell happened to me. I just said, I'm going to drink as much as I possibly can. And it didn't work out. I edited the shit out of that one, y'all.
Challenge accepted.
Yes, yes, yes. So, man, you know, I need a break in the movies, Tiff. It's shark time. Damn it.
There's a shark movie. We've discussed it. It doesn't look very good, though.
Yeah. Well, that makes it all the better.
Because, you know, I like a shark movie that, like, is bad. Like The Meg, but is, like, borderline good.
Oh, well.
Like the Meg.
But you haven't seen it, so you don't know if it's going to be.
It's true. I want, like, a deep blue sea. When's my next deep blue sea?
It'll never happen again.
I don't want a number two. I just want another movie that makes me feel the same.
You will never feel the same as
Deep Blue Sea. Fuck you. Your dreams are dead. Your shark dreams are dead, you stupid bitch.
God damn. Anyway, man, this is Fans of Patrol, and you guys already know it. So, howdy do. So, what are we doing this week, man? Look, damn it. It's been some crap-ass news happened this week.
Jesus.
And so, you know, we try to bring y'all away from that on Fans of Patrol, so... You know, we try to make it an island, you know, so people could just get away from the bull crap, and we pissed y'all, you know, God damn it. But we couldn't even find that many stories out there because of all this stuff. So we only got one news story. Yes. But guess what? We're gonna make that a hell of a story.
We're gonna talk about the news. Our one little measly scrap of news.
Yeah, man. You know, it's like, I guess it's the middle of summer, and then shitty news is coming out all over the place. And it just, like, people who was putting out news was probably like, we're not putting out any news. This is bullshit, you know.
That's what I would do. Right. I'd be like, you know what, we're taking a little break, a moratorium on nerd news.
Yeah, so all I want to say is, it's bullshit, y'all, but we'll move on. Okay. And, you know. Anyway. So, I have one news story, Tifflebot. What you dig up?
So... Ezra Miller.
All right, that's all we got to say.
Stay out of the news.
So we got some Ezra Miller news.
We can't stop talking about him.
So
I'm so sorry, them.
Also, we got a game, a bona fide trivia game with about animation, man. So
yeah, I did that to you on purpose.
I'm gonna sink on this sucker, y'all. I'm going down like the Titanic. That's for sure. And we went to the movies, we paid our money, and we got our popcorn to go see, 2022, Lightyear.
Yes, 2022.
with Christopher Evans and others. So, saying that good stuff, Tiff, are you ready to roll?
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm holding the side of my nose like that. So dumb.
Well, I thought you were just giving yourself a little itch.
I know, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm on camera. Let's go. All right, Tifflebot, we got other platforms that people can listen to us on. Let them know where they can round us up at, because they might be on something they like better.
For everything Fans Patrol, go to fanspatrol.com. That's our main hub, and you can email us there at fans@fanspatrol.com, or get us on our social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. Look at our TikTok, which is Fans of Patrol Zero. Subscribe to our YouTube, check out our Patreon, and listen on your favorite listening platform.
Yes, man. TikTok, rock it, no stopping. Gonna rock it, no stop. We're ticking and talking. I did all that just so I could say ticking and talking. Working all around the clock. You know, old school music. The Planet Rock. That was the stuff. That was breaking, you know. Joey DiCarlo know what I'm talking about.
I'm watching you. You guys, full disclosure, we've had discussions about having to look at the camera more because it's more whatever.
Yes.
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, Tifflebot is messing. She's putting herself in a trance over there. She's like...
Because I'm looking at the camera, and then I realize I don't know what you look like, so it looks like I just am talking to the camera, and I don't have the same reaction.
Oh, well, Tiff, do what makes you feel comfortable. Be natural.
There's no natural. Nothing makes me feel comfortable.
Well, there we go.
All right.
There we go. So, man, These are your note.
They are. These are your note.
These are your note. So hold up, Tiff. Before you go any further with Ezra Miller, we have to hit that new sound drop, man, for true Hollywood drama. Cause it's back, y'all. We can't leave this dude alone because he's like the gift of podcasts. It just keep on giving because it's just amazing.
Oh, okay. And we're gonna do our best. We know that Ezra Miller's pronouns are they, them, but we just found that out and we're doing our best.
Yeah, we're gonna do our best, but I think that's the least of his worries. This cat is in a bunch of trouble. God damn, he in a bunch of trouble. Like, how much trouble is he in, Tiff?
Well, they are under some suspicion of coercion of minors, which is really terrible.
We kind of mentioned that the last time we would.
Yeah. That article that you had presented with, the age had like changed in the article. It said 12 and then it said 18.
Right.
But I think that was because there was an 18-year-old complaint and then there was a 12-year-old complaint. Yeah. Yes. And so the 12-year-old one there's been court ordered, like, now there's like they've been granted the contact or whatever. Yeah. So it's pretty serious. This one is about how Ezra Miller has apparently taken in a mother and her three children
on his big old 60-acre farm.
But he's got a big, huge farm.
Yeah.
Like, if all this other stuff wasn't happening, that wouldn't be weird, probably. That in itself alone, given some of the stuff that we've heard, is weird and maybe concerning. But I guess what's happening on this farm is that there's just guns everywhere. And the baby had a bullet in its mouth.
Like playing with just it, like a chewing loose, on it and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a bunch of stuff about how they have more than two marijuana plants, which is very funny to me.
Well, what's good to me?
Because like in...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, because they're like, well, in Vermont or wherever he is, you can have two, and they have more than two. And I'm like, who gives a shit if you can have two?
Here's the, like, who's the rat, Tifflebot? That's what I want to know, because...
Yeah, it's got to be that there's, like, a person he has on his on their farm that, like, is, like, their helper, I guess. It's kind of like a farmhand.
Butler.
And I think that's the rat.
Well, they said two different complaint sources is what they said. And so
I'm like, well, but neighbor, okay, that's a big acreage, right?
You ain't peeking in on his farm with no 60 acres.
You're not. But if someone has a big, huge acreage next to your acreage, and maybe they don't mind their own business and they are maybe going to come into your house and are scary or do a bunch of weird stuff on their property, you might be like, I'm going to call the cops.
Hey, look, you could be running around bucket naked forever and I would never even look at 60 acres. What are you doing on that? It's too much.
Here's the thing. Obviously, if I knew my neighbors were doing something like super nefarious, I would definitely
telescope. You would telescope it. You'd be sitting there like,
no. Depending on what it was,
what the hell would it be?
You know, if I thought my neighbor had murdered somebody, yes, I would call the cops. But if I think that my neighbor's growing marijuana in their basement, I'm not going to call the cops.
If I got a neighbor that's 60 acres away, and I thought that he killed somebody. I would check myself in for psychiatric help because how the hell would I know what he's doing 60 acres away, man? Oh, I think he killed somebody.
That's what I'm saying. I think Ezra Miller might not be contained to their 60 acres.
He do so much, man. It's just amazing to me that, you know, this cat didn't got himself in this much trouble. And now you got all these rumors, you know, flying about, you know, DC says they're done with Ezra Miller. Although I have signed nothing official about that, you know, they're going to move this franchise, The Flash, on without him, which they should have been there, which they should have just, you know, I know they don't want to take the loss, but I don't think this Flash movie, under any circumstances at this point, is going to be, like, successful. You know, I just
excuse
don't.
Excuse me.
I think that...
First of all, I think he killed it's time him. To flush it. It's time to... Yeah, I feel like it's time to flush it, because for several reasons, I already think that it probably wasn't that good to begin with. That was one of the concerns, right? And so now you're trying to push.
I'm not so sure.
That's
why.
That's what I heard. Yeah, but from before was that there was like concerns whether they had tried to make it better after all that feedback that they'd gotten.
Oh, I didn't hear that because I just know that, you know, you got Michael Keaton in and they doing the slick Batman stuff in it, you know, and so people like myself have been very excited to see this, you know, universe hopping thing that he was going to be doing. Maybe it did turn out to be garbage and it doesn't look good. Who knows? But
I'm just saying that, know, like, if that's the case, yes, you're already going to be battling. And plus, like, honestly, at this point, mm-hmm, I'm not saying, here's the thing.
Yes.
Maybe you should just wait.
Oh, and maybe
if you can't let it go, you should wait.
Oh, like, and hope that maybe he's vindicated and we'll be here on Fans of Patrol saying, Ezra Miller was cleared of everything. He's nothing wrong with this cat. Never know.
I mean, the thing about it is that you never, also, you just never know what's going to happen. And also, I would say that there's other people who worked on this film and this is their creation as well. So, like, potentially it's like maybe a VOD thing. But, like,
boy, if I was Ray Fisher, I would be suing the hell out of Warner Brothers Studios, man.
It's crazy that Ezra Miller has done so many things that are really obviously questionable.
And Ray Fisher was like, they didn't treat me like I was fair. Like I was, they didn't treat me like the rest of the white man on the thing. They treated me different. And it's like, he's a pariah. He's gone, right? He's, you know, no more of their stuff, you know? But this cat been doing all this stuff, and it's like nothing. I would go beat Ezra Miller's ass, Ray Fisher. If you're listening to this, go whoop some ass.
No, do not incite violence on Ezra Miller. I do hope
only that Ray Fisher. Go get him.
only Ray Fisher. I do hope that, you know, I guess for everybody's sake, I guess I don't really care about what happens to Ezra Miller per se, because they seem to be doing okay for themselves. But I am concerned about the people in his periphery, their periphery, because that woman who's with him, what is she doing?
She's 25 years old and she's hanging out with a potential movie star, because he's not A-list, but he could potentially be.
But isn't Ezra, you know, Miller,
what?
27?
Yeah, he's in his
20s. Like, he's not, they are not old.
He's in his 20s, for sure. For sure. Yeah, he's young. So, that's the problem. Too much damn money. I don't know. But you see other young people have money like this, Tiff, and it, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know. The fact of the matter is that this is a situation that's very bizarre. And I feel like if these actions that Ezra Miller is taking have become public, right?
If anybody in the world, this stuff would have been cut, Tiff. What does he have on Warner Brothers?
I do wonder what Ezra Miller might know have on them.
Right.
But my other question being, if these are the things that we know that they've done,
yeah,
what do we not know that they've done?
No, it's something beneath the water. You know,
do you know what I mean?
It's like a crocodile, like, in the shadow water. Just,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Guns and babies and
A lot of guns. It's not just a few. Well, it's like a lot of guns.
It's America. Plus, he was calling out the KKK, so I would have a lot of guns, too, if I was him. You know, shoot.
I suppose that's true.
I would have a gun turnt at the ready. No way. I mean, this cat has did a lot. You saw that video when he was calling out the KKK? I was like, ooh, dude, what are you doing? I mean, it's cool. I mean, F them, but I'm just saying, I'm not drawing a line in the sand and saying, come get me. No way. Anyway, man, I think that's all the talk that we could talk about. Old Ezra there, I'm telling you, I don't know. I wonder if this movie is going to come out, Tiff. That's
I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
I don't know, Tiff. You might be right.
I don't know. They're really just not caving, so.
Yeah, he's like, oh, send it. We're going to put it on stream. I wouldn't be surprised if it changed and they put it on streaming. Nah, I wouldn't. Hit HBO Max all of a sudden, you know. No theater release.
It's free, everybody.
Right,
it's free.
Exactly. $5, that's what's going to happen.
Okay, all right.
It's coming to HBO Max. So they ain't said it yet, but it's just going to leak on down there. And they're going to put it at the back of HBO Max. They ain't even going to make a big deal about it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man. So that's the news, y'all. Ezra, and at Ezra Miller, all of them. Three stories.
Yep.
So let's take a break. Let's come back with the game. We'll be right back.
All
right. All right, man. So, man, we got Facts on Patrol, man. It's been a while since we had, like, Facts on Patrol.
Yeah, it's usually a little bit more fun when it's a third person asking us both questions, but we're going to ask each other questions.
Oh, this is going to be great. So, before we start, you know, this is our third section, man. We change this around, y'all, you know. And for anybody that's new, that's listening to us, thank you for coming, man. We love you, man. Yes. You know?
Yeah. So we love everybody who's been here a while, too.
Yeah. We love you more.
Oh, take that, new people. Just turn it off now. Just kidding. We love you all. But yes, it's very nice that people keep coming back to hear my dumb, dumb voice.
In
that's very nice.
The way. Hey, so I got multiple choice and straight outs. What you got?
Oh, no. I got just straight out.
God damn it, Tifflebot. You got to do the multiple. You have to have a choice for the people.
You know what? No. Okay. And also, I was just lazy.
I was about to say, you just made this difficult.
Don't give me multiple choice. Don't give me multiple choice.
I did the multiples and all this stuff, man.
I know. So you wasted your time because you should have known that I wasn't going to do that.
God damn it.
You should know by now. Also, everybody, I picked animation movies because Montego made me see Lightyear, which he knew. I asked him, that I said, no, I don't want to. And then he was like, no, we're going to. He made me see this movie. So I'm making him do this quiz that he will probably not win.
It's not for you. It's for the people. It's not for
I know, but the people are us. We are also of the people. Right. And this people didn't want to do that.
So we have no multiple choice, y'all. So
yeah, it's over. You just gotta answer straight out, everybody. Tough shit.
So
tough shit, everybody.
Are you going first or second?
I can ask the question first.
Fire away.
Okay, your first question. I don't know how hard these are or how easy they are. I don't care. I just wanted to have them. So my first question for you.
Yes.
Who was the voice of young Simba in The Lion King, which I know you've seen?
Taylor Thomas.
Yes, I'm gonna get yes, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. JTT. Ah! I used to love Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I had a huge crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, you and all the women out there that was little girls at the time that's not women. And where's this punk ass at now? I ain't seen him in a thousand years.
He retired from acting a long time ago.
I know, but what does that mean?
School, and now he probably just lives on his dividends and has a nice life.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
That's what I would do. That's what I would fucking want to do. I want to be like rich, famous, well-loved, retire before anything bad happens, and just live happily.
Yeah.
That's too late now because I'm old now. I'm not going to be a child star now.
Your first question.
All right.
It's me. In the movie Onward.
Oh, I've never seen this movie.
Oh, well, shit. Look at it, y'all. In Onward, what is the name of Barley Lightfoot's van? And you've never seen it. You'll never get it. But I had multiple choice, so you know. But that's good.
So it's a fantasy movie.
Yes.
It's a van.
Yes.
It's like a rock and roll van. It's like one of those that got a painting on the side van.
It's an old 70s van that used to have Star Wars and barbarians and half-naked women.
So I'm going to say...
Uh-huh. I'm waiting. Look, it's just stabbing in the dark. You're never going to get it.
I'm going to say Fantasy.
No.
What is it?
Guinevere.
Oh, I would have never guessed that. How could I if I had never seen the movie?
I thought you might have saw it.
I had not wanted to see it. It's just kind of one of those things that slipped through the cracks for me.
And I saw it, and it was pretty enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
That's what I've heard. I heard it was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So,
my next question.
Now I'm going to fucking lose this goddamn game that I made such a big stink about. God damn it.
No, you gave me an old school animation question, so I kind of was able to, you know.
What is the name of the villain in Shrek? Which is a movie I do not like.
I love Shrek, and it's Marquard. Farquaad.
Yeah, Lord Farquaad.
Farquaad. I said Marquard.
To be fair, I did try to ask you questions I thought you might know.
So did I. Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. You'll see. Good.
I thought you might have saw
that
movie.
We're being nice to each other.
Yes. I know. Well, here you go. All right. Next question. In the movie Up, What okay. job did Carl, what is it, Frankenstein, do before retiring? That's the little old man.
Oh, man.
The little old man.
That's a really good question. I have seen this movie maybe twice, mm-hmm. so... was he
oh boy.
A mechanic?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. What was it?
You're going to kick yourself. He was a helium balloon salesman.
You know what? I was like, is it the balloons? And I was like, don't say that because it's too obvious.
I had multiple choice, you know.
I don't, but here's the thing, I still wouldn't have picked that because I would have thought that would have been one of the ones you put in to trick me.
No, I'm not trying to trick you, Tifferbot. I'm not. I'm not the Mr. Sneaky Man here. I'm giving you some.
I'm upset. I'm definitely gonna lose now.
You know,
there's just no way. I'd have to kill it. You would have to lose these next two, and I would have to win the next two to even tie.
We got five, right? Five questions, right? Five.
I only did four.
Oh, you did four. I did five, but okay. So we're
okay. Well, it's fine. Here's my next question.
Gotcha.
What type of animal is Rikki Tikki Tavi?
Oh shit. Raccoon.
I do like that answer.
I don't know who the hell Rikki Tikki Tavi is.
Rikki Tikki Tavi is a mongoose.
From what?
From Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Oh, that's a show? That's a thing?
It's a movie, yeah.
Oh, hell.
I'm surprised you... That's a movie from, like, your time. Dude, I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Never heard of it. No.
Yeah, like 70s, 80s movie.
Oh, really? My first movie I ever saw in the history of my brain was the Original Rescuers.
And I love The Rescuers. I still remember
it was first
movie. I think that the first movie I saw in my recollection was The Man from Snowy River.
Damn, really?
And I used to love that movie. I watched it all the time.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that one. No, I'm talking about at the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
and then I owned the VHS tape.
There were no VHS tapes when I was here. You know.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
It didn't exist, so I could bring no movies home. Best thing I could do was go get an album for like the Star Wars soundtrack or something.
That and
was
just sit there and imagine.
Exactly.
And remember. Sit there and remember. And
play with my action figures, you know. So.
This is the part where he does this.
Exactly. Yeah, you get it. That was life, for real. So, yeah. All right, your next question. Hopefully you've seen this movie.
Okay.
Coco.
Yes, I've seen this movie.
Ah, good. What is the name of the young boy in Coco, the main character?
Oh my God. Oh, is it Miguel?
Ah, you got it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know that Coco is his grandma. So I was like, that was like a trick if you haven't seen the movie, right? Yeah. You might think his name's Coco.
Definitely not Coco, right?
No. Grandma Coco. All right, I got one. I'm pretty happy. I'm happy that I'm not going to go out on a fucking zero on this game that I made you play.
You can still tie it
up. How many sisters does Ariel have?
Oh, damn. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Shoot, it's definitely more than four or five. Is it seven or nine? Is one of them damn? Is it eight?
We are the Doctors of Triton.
I don't know that song. I'm going to say.
I know you would know. Nobody. I mean, like, I don't think that's one of the more popular songs from that movie anyway, even if you did, like, happen to know a lot of Disney songs.
Well, my kid was in a big-time play of, like, some Little Mermaid thing, and she was one of the sisters, so she used to sing that song and shit, so.
You should know.
Yeah.
Sing it all.
Nine.
It is six.
Oh, it's much less than I thought.
Yes, there's seven of them all together.
Wow. It was seven. I should have said seven. God damn it. I was so close to saying seven.
If you said seven, I wouldn't have accepted it because I said sisters.
So I was looking at it as total.
If you said seven, I would have let you take it.
Okay.
Anyway.
I was concluding Ariel, too. You said how many daughters does Titan have?
I said how many sisters does Ariel have?
Oh, I thought you said how many daughters does Titan have.
But still, if you would have said that, I would have been like, okay, because I would have understood.
All right. So, yeah, it's...
my last question, my last chance. Last chance of the OK Corral.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So... I stuck these to movies that I saw because I didn't want to be just a dummy. Mm-hmm. But I think you saw this, Tiff.
Okay, let's see.
Did you see Inside Out?
Yes.
Bah! Here we go.
But But I would say I don't really have a very good recollection of it. So go ahead and ask me.
Bebo, come back, Bebo. Now, Bebo. I could have cried when Bebo died.
That little humpalumpalicus thing?
That thing, you know, it was one of her emotions.
Go forever, right? Riley.
Bebo, whatever. He died.
I don't remember. He died.
Her memory of Unforgotten, you know. I was just sitting there like,
that, he was her emotion. He was her imaginary friend.
Right. No, Bebo! Oh, no, Bebo.
So anyway. He helped the emotions get out of the pit. He did it.
What is the name of the character in Inside Out? The girl.
Oh, fuck. Riley.
Ah! You got it to a one.
And let me tell you, the only reason I know that is because of that scene with that character has been made into a soundbite on the internet.
Oh, really?
So people show their dogs, and then they say, they show their old dog, and they show their new dog.
Damn.
And then they, well, because of, like, it's very cute, but that soundbite's in there. It says, go save Riley, and then he fades away.
Okay. All right. Well, since we only do one four, it's tied up. There we go.
Woo!
Check that out.
Woo, everybody. We can't really ask a tiebreaker question because one of us would have to look it
right
up.
Right. So we're both losers.
He hates this. Yeah. Nobody's, there can only be one winner.
Like, hey, it's the Highlander to hear there can be only one, you know?
Right.
Like,
there's one or zero.
Either you're first or your ass.
That's right. Montego can't accept winning tying graciously.
No.
But you, even if we'd asked five and five, it could have ended up the same way.
I had five and a tiebreaker, so.
You can't have a tiebreaker with us.
Oh, you just keep going. So I said we might
break. Right, until you are, we can both do one more.
No, we're good. We're good. So
we're good. It's over, people, because Montego's a crab ass.
God damn it. He this kind of shit, y'all. Anyways. So that's the game, man. For more of this, man, we'll continue to do this type of stuff. And, we'll be back in a flash. Hold on to them cheeks. All right, man. We back. Yes, all that laughing and shit you're hearing, that's Tiflebot. We just had a revelation. So,
I'm so sorry.
On this week's show, man,
oh my God,
we just realized that we both came to the movie late. So we're starting where we start. It is what it is.
Oh my God, you guys. He said, listen, you gotta catch me up on this movie. I was late. And then I said, I was late. And then he told me where he came in the movie, and I came in after that. So.
Yeah, so.
We're gonna do our best. Let me tell you something, everybody. Indeed. It is kind of one. As Montego may know,
yes, ma'am.
It is difficult to see a children's movie by yourself. It's weird. So I wanted to go during a time when I felt that there would not be a lot of people in the audience.
Really?
One, that was my first preference. My second preference was also the second problem is children's movies don't always get late showings here.
Oh, well, here there were, and it was mostly adults in my theater. It was two kids.
Yeah.
Two kids in my theater. Let me tell you what happened, Tiflebot. God damn. I couldn't believe this. So we're watching a movie, right? You know, me and my two girls, you know, who are adults now, you know. So we're watching a movie, and all of a sudden, it sounds like a radio. It's like somebody's like blasting a radio. And we couldn't tell if it was on the theater. And we look around, everybody in the theater is like, what the hell? What is that? What is that? And so then it sounds like a phone, like somebody had like left their phone and maybe called it and was looking for it. So we're like, what is happening? So before I know it, you know, my bad influences have rubbed off on my kid. My kid is getting up on Century looking for this noise, right? And she goes and she stands in front of somebody. And I'm like, what in the hell? And I'm still confused. I'm like, was she looking for the phone? And then it stops. Silence, right? Everybody's happy. She comes and sit down. I'm like, what happened? She was like, it was a damn little kid with a grandparent sitting there with an iPad on, watching a movie, something else, blasting as loud as they could. And I'm like, well, why the hell are you at this?
Yeah, what the fuck?
To a movie who don't want to see the movie, who watching another movie while you watching a movie, a kid's movie, grandma?
It's because the grandma wanted to see it.
Grandma, it ain't happened. My daughter scared the shit out of both of them. They was like on their best behavior after that. I was like, oh shit, that's the kind of stuff I used to do. But now you can't, you know, you got to be careful. People get killed doing stuff like that, you know. But unbelievable that happened. So, yeah, man.
It is very weird.
Yeah, super weird. So here we go, man. We're doing a light year. Yeah.
It's portions of light. Portions of 2022 is light year.
PG, 1 hour, 40 minutes, animation, action, adventure.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to do the synopsis. 1 second.
Okay.
While spending years attempting to return home, Maroon Space Ranger Buzz Lightyear encounters an army of ruthless robots commanded by Zorg, who are attempting to steal his fuel source. Steph, who's in this movie?
Yeah. Okay, so Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Kiki Palmer.
Oh, that's who that was. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Peter Sohn.
Yep.
Taika Waititi.
Hey, there you go.
Dale Soles.
Yep.
James Brolin.
Yeah, check that out.
Uzo Aduba.
Yeah, never heard
Mary
of
Mary McDonald Lewis. Uh-huh. And Isaiah Whitlock Jr.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about the Taika Waititi. I said, is somebody trying to sound like Taika Waititi? I said, I think that's
the I knew he was in it because I'd seen some of the press.
Okay, I didn't watch any press, so I didn't know if he was in
it. I didn't do it on purpose because I didn't actually know that Chris Evans was the voice.
Oh yeah, I think we
before. Sorry.
Oh, we talked about that when we did the trailer.
I think you did, yeah. But it's been a long time, so I forgot.
It has.
100%. So when it came, so I saw a video of Taika Waititi and Chris Evans on like Twitter, and I didn't know what it was for, so I just watched it because someone had said something about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh okay.
You know what, Tifflebot? When I die, I want to come back as Taika Waititi.
Because he's having sex with Rita Ora, and he had a threesome with Rita Ora, and what's her face?
I have no idea about this. That just made it more enticing, but the dude is just everywhere, and he's doing everything. And, how great is it to be, Taika Waititi? Holy shit. So yeah, man, I came late. So, yeah.
I will say that I think that the one thing I looked up that I think made this an important thing for me and probably you, because I complained about this, was that it's framed. There's a framing device that sets it up that at the beginning, it's Andy, who owns Buzz and Woody.
Okay.
Is watching this movie. This is a movie. And then it just goes, we're watching the movie.
Oh,
so this is a movie.
Nice.
Of how the toy like
became a movie.
Yeah, so the toy is from this movie that we're all now watching.
Got you. So that's actually makes it a little cooler for me, because
it does make it a little cooler. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that like makes sense.
Yeah, because when I came into the theater, they were doing the montage, y'all, spoilers of the grandparent and Buzz, the grandparent getting older, what was her name?
Because every time he leaps into what is her name?
It was a musical montage that Hawthorne.
Hawthorne.
So that's where I came in, and so I said, "Oh, we got caught up." But I would have liked to see Andy, watching a movie, because it like actually makes it even more endearing. So before we go any further, it is time for one word. Except one word.
I'm just gonna say my one word is because it wasn't. I think honestly, it wasn't bad.
Uh-huh.
It's getting pretty bad reviews. I didn't think it was bad.
It's getting bad reviews.
It wasn't
that. Wow.
I mean, it's got like 5 out of 10. So like average,
shit.
I guess.
What people expect?
I watched it and I was like, oh, it's fine. You know what I mean? I'm not like but I will say that I wonder if I would have liked it
yeah, yeah.
a little more if I would have seen it from the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
Because I didn't hate it.
I'm going to say, the hell with those people. I say this is great. This is a great movie for little boys, little girls. They got everything you want for it, a different around of characters. They got, the action. It's nothing that's... There's no over-the-top violence or anything in it.
No.
I think it's great.
It's a very well-done... I do think it's a well-done kids movie. That's another thing is that, maybe not in the right headspace for it, but like watching it, I was like, oh, like normally if I'm in a bad place while I'm watching something, I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah.
But I was watching this and I was like, oh, okay.
No.
And then I wasn't mad. And it was honestly very brief. They did a good job. It was like an hour. They did a lot in their hour and 44 minutes. I think
it's how long it's age appropriate. And I think if I had kids, I'd have kids. My kids loved it. They wouldn't. But I'm just saying, even if I had younger kids, man, this is perfect because I can.
But when you're watching it, also, I would say if you're an adult watching this film, you're not going to be like, it's not so they do a good job of not making it violent or like sexual or anything weird.
Yeah.
Not weird, but like anything like that for a kids movie, right?
Yeah.
They do a good job of that, which also without making it unbearable for adults and without doing any kind of weird cheesy jokes that they do in a lot of kids movies. I'm just like, Jesus.
Yeah. Christ. And I like the pace. They kept the pace of the story going really good. And so the hell with those critics, man. Come on, y'all. What the hell? Anyway, let's hit those spoilers officially and let's get into it. So during the musical montage showing Hawthorne getting older, I thought that was pretty slick. I'm like, oh, wow. So they're doing, you know, the theory of relativity. He's going out. He's coming back. It's bad. You know, pretty soon this chick is going to be gone. And when she was gone, it wasn't like, you know, a heartwarming moment. I think even they really tried to make it a heartwarming moment that she was gone. But when he came back, you know, he had one more time. And it was, you know, they were decommissioning it. And they were going to make the laser dome, which I thought was hilarious, especially at the end when the guy was like, laser dome, you know? So they were going to do a laser dome and just stay on the planet and not migrate.
Yeah, they weren't going to try to go home anymore. And it wasn't like, obviously in the movie that you're watching, he's not upset that they're going to not go home. He just wants to explore space, right? Yeah. He wants to be a space ranger.
And they were decommissioning it, and
they were like, oh, we did it. We found what we were looking for, basically.
Yeah, and so they weren't going anywhere. And so Buzz gets frustrated, you know, and the cat stole the show for me. I love
it. Of course, the cat is fantastic. When I saw the preview, I was like, I'm going to not like this cat.
Uh-huh.
And then you watch it, and you're like, oh, I do. He's not annoying in the movie or anything like that. He's funny, but he's not. He's just kind of like, he acts like a computer cat would kind of act.
I like that they toggle his name from Socks to Robot Cat, you know. It's a robot cat. It's Socks, you know. So I like when Socks turns his head when he's thinking, computing, he's like cat, yeah. cat, you know. I think it's hilarious. And so he's super duper welcome, you know, comedy relief in that dry manner and stuff.
I do feel like this has a lot of beats of old science fiction movies, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's very got kind of like, you know.
He's Spock is what he is in this thing.
He's dry. Yeah. He's like your buddy.
Yeah. So, you know, he mixes the fuel correctly, and then it gets, if you blink, you would have missed that. The formula gets destroyed when all the guards come in and, you know, they're trying to get out of there. And like, he's like, oh no, the formula, you know? So he has the one thing and they blast off and, you know, they do this journey into the future and he goes for too long. And when he lands, there's like pretty much like, you think there's nothing left because I thought nothing was left at that point.
Yes. Yeah.
And
it looks bad. He lands in a barren place.
Exactly. Yeah. And he lands pretty good. So they avoided a lot of tropes, you know, crash landing on the planet. Now I'm stranded because that's what I thought was going to happen. You know, that, you know, they were going to get stranded and not have the capacity, have to reinvent the formula and all this stuff. Because I was like, you know, why did they make a big deal about that formula being lost? So anyway, he meets his cast of characters, this ragtag group of goofballs.
Which I love. I do love. I do think this is a really good, like...
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not rookies. They're like pre-rookies, right? That's what they said. They were like that. They wish they were rookies.
Well, they were very professional at first, and Buzz thought he had a crew, you know, and then he found out that it was Hawthorne's granddaughter. So he was cool with that because he was just gonna, you know, make this his surrogate buddy, like he never lost his buddy, and he realized quickly that he lost his buddy. This is not his buddy. This kid doesn't have any experience and stuff. And so I thought that was a pretty cool dynamic because you know what I thought I was going to see, Tef, and tell me how you felt about it. I thought you was going to see this young, capable, fantastic young rookie that was going to bring him hope again and all this stuff, and that's not what the purpose of the young
but I like that. It, I mean, okay, so they do obviously still. Learn he learned I mean I'm not I'm skipping ahead a little bit but like he learns that, but they do it in a really kind of interesting way because it's done through like even these people who don't have extraordinary abilities
right.
learn to do these things, and it's really kind of fun to like see him learn that, because I think like part of this narrative, right, is that Buzz Lightyear is a loner and doesn't really see the value in other people who aren't.
If you weren't Hawthorne,
he thinks he can do everything on his own.
If he wasn't Hawthorne, like, he had no right. That was it. Just him and her.
That's because she was also spectacular. Yes. So like they like so, but then he like learns to like accept that he's not perfect and blah blah blah. I mean, it's a great kids in that way. It's a great kids movie. But so anyway, yeah. So like he's like, okay, you guys are gonna take me to get the the coil or whatever.
Yeah, because
right? He needs something from the cargo bay.
Right. And that's a disaster because everything, they get invaded by
those bugs. When they look up at the ceiling and there's like all those like
nasty
larvae, yes. I was like, I just really hate that shit. It made me feel fucking sick. I was like, I just can't look at this shit.
So they get in this plane and, you know, they teach them stealth mode. Well, she mentioned stealth mode and they turn on stealth mode and I just like those idiots. When they're just playing with the bugs instead of just getting the hell out of there. He said they're putting his butt in the bug's face and stuff like that. But they told him, you didn't tell us it was going to wear off, dude. You know, and so he was like,
he realized it as he was watching his time. I mean, like, I think all these beats are like perfect because you're like, that this all just makes sense. This all makes sense.
100%.
Like all the disasters that they kind of get into, like a lot of times I feel like in kids' movies especially, or like even in adults' movies, I'm like, this is an easily preventable
situation. All you have to do is just do a little planning. Right.
Right. This felt like a kind of unavoidable situation because they were kind of like rookie green.
Yeah.
They are kind of like a bunch of quote unquote screw ups. Right.
Yeah.
So like this would totally happen if they didn't have all their information. So like that was great.
I love the old lady with the parole board.
Who makes the bombs. She's fantastic. I would watch. Honestly, I am convinced that she is 90% of the affection I have for this movie. I just love her character so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She kept talking about she can't touch a gun. She can't touch a gun.
I'm on parole. And then I just really like that. But so they get into the ship because they have to now. Because he wasn't going to take them with them. They were going to get back in their car, go. He was going to get in the ship and leave. And they get in the ship. And they're all going to go on this mission now.
But the aliens show up, you know, which they never said nothing.
Yes.
I don't think they said anything to him about, you know, they mentioned a ship up there to Xorg and they had this fantastic plan and they were going to go.
Right. Well, they're all robots.
Right. And so, you know, the plan was great until he found out they was rookies and they didn't know what they was doing, you know, but he still wanted to do the plan. So that didn't work. I love the meat sandwich scene.
Oh yes. They're like, what do you mean bread?
Yeah, they kept, because when they kept saying, you know, that would be so dry, I was sitting there thinking,
it is dry. I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking. It is a little dry. Yeah,
meat sandwich.
we made all those condiments for a reason,
right out of a vending machine, you know.
Exactly. It did look a little sloppy.
Yeah, it did. So, you know, there's a big reveal, Tiff, because they're trying to, you know, they take the ship.
Yeah, I liked this reveal.
I did, too. I was like, I didn't see that coming. I thought it was just
kinda, I didn't either.
I thought it was going to be a robot.
You know what I thought? I thought it was going to be the original commander or whatever.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's still alive somehow.
First of all, Tiff, I didn't realize it was going to be a reveal because I thought the robot was just a robot.
Just a robot, yeah. Because even in like the original movies, obviously this hadn't been thought of probably yet, but maybe it had. I don't know.
Right.
You don't know that he's not just an evil robot.
Yeah, and so when he opens it up and it's him, you know, but an old crusty him, but not too crusty. He still had that sensibility.
He's like 70-something. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying he still had his sensibilities as far as. He wasn't like so foreign that Buzz couldn't recognize himself. Like he was just like
He hadn't like suffered on the planet. He was trying to literally do, and everyone was like, still, he hadn't learned the lessons our Buzz had learned. So he was just like, this is what we have to do to go home.
Yeah, he didn't even have use for Buzz. He was like,
you're gonna not remember. It doesn't matter if these people don't exist because they just won't exist. Nobody will fear. That won't be a problem. But let's talk about. Other socks.
What's the the
future socks?
The computer with the
how cool he looked, and like I was like, oh no! And then you guys, terrible. They kill him.
Yeah,
because they were like, and I thought that was actually so. Normally, I don't like to be. I'm like, oh, that's just too soon for me to be emotionally invested in that shit.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, they did a really good job because it wasn't like they were expecting you to feel emotionally, but you felt sad because you were shocked because he did a good thing. He helped Buzz.
Right.
And then he's like, can I get you anything? And then he's like, just you, buddy. And then he gets stepped on.
Yeah. Oh, no more robot kitty kid.
Yeah, it was very sad.
But you still have the other sock, so that's...
I know, but like...
Right.
That kind of... I was like, that hurt.
Yeah, I got you.
So they have this, and everyone, the good thing about this movie is everybody grows. Every single person in this movie grows 100%. A little bit, and that's great.
You had the old guy playing, what is his, Mo playing? He just had to find something with that pen, and then he finally realized he was an engineer. He could figure shit out, you know? So that was cool. And the bomb maker realized that, hey, the parole board has nothing to do with this no more. You need to just do your thing. So what, she
used bubblegum. Yes, and then to use it for good stuff,
Yeah. And so...
And then the Hawthorne... granddaughter, she's afraid of space
heights, all kind of stuff, and when she had to and go she across.
That actually gave me anxiety, because I know this is really stupid, but I'm also sort of afraid of space. I would be afraid of just floating away forever.
Well, the ship started taking off, and so it looked like she
aimed and she was going straight, but it started going up,
right?
So she had to like try to catch the bottom,
right?
Very nerve-wracking for
me. It was a little unnerving. And so, you know, of course they save the day, you know.
They
save the day, because the old Buzz had used all his fuel, so he was just going to take their fuel, go back a little further, and erase the events from history, but was not allowed to do that through a bunch of hijinks, you know, cartoony hijinks, you know, keep away, grab the fuel rod, put it in the ship, and they took off. But when old boy landed on that ship and just started tearing that ship up, I was like, oh goodness. You know, I was like, oh, he ain't going back. They ain't got nothing to fly no more.
So, and he gets the fuel out.
Yeah, he took it, just snatched it out. I was like, he kind of ruthless, right? God damn. And so then, you know, because he's back into that robot shell again and stuff, and all of a sudden, he truly turns into the villain, because he don't give a damn. He's like, you're not going to remember it. You know, you're erased. And I'm like, oh, damn, dude. you're not a hero at all, right? You just turned out not to be a hero. And so then how does it end, Tiff?
So they crash. They get away from him. They crash down on the planet. But they make a successful crash.
Right.
Everyone's fine. And then the guy comes out, and I honestly thought that the movie was going to be, I didn't know how much longer the movie was going to be. I just didn't know what time it was, obviously. I thought, oh, he's going to get in trouble or whatever. I don't know why I thought that.
Because that's what the guy said happened to him, right? He came back and
like
they arrested him and all this other stuff, you know? So yeah.
But then they're like, oh, we saw that you made the space jump, and we're going to reopen space travel. We're going to have a space corps or whatever. And then of course he's like, you can pick anybody, all of our, you know, our best of the best team. And he of course picks his
goofballs and stuff like that. And I thought they might've added somebody else, you know,
but I don't care about that.
No, I thought they
little
were.
Little cat gets in his little, he gets his little, he gets his little outfit, gets into the cockpit. He's like their computer.
Yeah. You know, I was waiting for the wings to pop up, and you know, in the last action sequence, and because it was part of the chair to eject, he had the wings, and then in the new uniforms, they all had wings, and you know, little blasters on the front of it and stuff. And so, you know, little origin story of how the
it was kind of fun, actually. Now that I'm talking about it, I think I had a good time.
Yeah, and I mean, what else do you want from a goddamn cartoon, right?
Right.
Unless it's an adult cartoon, and it was a child's cartoon, and I thought they did a good job. If I can go and enjoy it, look, anybody can. So that's it, man. They had two stingers, and the only one that
I didn't stay.
The only one that I stayed for, because I was with my kids, and they insist, but then I just got up and left. The commander, the black dude, he was in underneath the laser shield, and it was like a fly was outside the laser shield, and it was like a bug zapper, and he was just reading. He was like, laser shield. Like, he loved the goddamn laser shield. So that was cool. I didn't stay for nothing else. I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Come on, it's a cartoon. We got a stinger for, you know.
Yeah.
So I left. So I enjoyed it. I really did. I'm glad I saw it. So I can't believe that people they're being so hard on, you know, what the hell? I don't get it. You know, every cartoon can't be Toy Story 3. And have everybody about to cry and die, you know, and get all choked up in the throat, you know. All you would be doing was repeating stuff again. So I dug it. To hell with them. Don't listen to them. Go see this if you like animation.
Check it out, actually. Because if you have kids,
Very fun movie. Very fun movie to watch. That's it, Tip. We came to do it. We got it done. So, man, next week, We're doing Love and Thunder. Go on over to the mm-hmm. Patreon, because it's still Jurassic Park week, and then we got the original Jurassic Park out there for our Patreon subscribers, man. And I don't know what the hell we're going to do on Patreon coming up, because we're doing Love and Thunder, and I think we might have a guest for that show, so hold on to y'all cheeks. You know, I know y'all don't like people coming and staying with us, you know, but we got some good guests coming, so it'd be great. So that's it, Tiff. I'm the host of this thing here, Fans of Patrol. With me is you, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the lovely Steph.
Thanks. My God, you're fucking me up. It's been a pleasure as always. That's not what you normally say.
Of course not. Change it up a little bit.
Woo! Fuck! Right. It's just be a sign off, you know, like old radio time.
All right, man. And so, until next week, we will be
on Patrol.